USPS, we deliver, not re-deliver. From slice.com. Read by Siri Pasaya Smith-Sambu. Part 1. Rob was in Texas. He took a package to the post office. He insured the package. He mailed it to Jean. Jean lives in New York City. She lives in the big apartment building. The apartment building has 20 floors. It has a front desk. The front desk is on the ground floor. Security people work at the front desk. Raw package arrived in New York City. The mailman took it to the front desk. I have a package for apartment 3A. It's insured. Someone in 3A has to sign for it. He told Victor. Victor said, I'll ring 3A to see if anyone is home. He rang the apartment. There was no answer. No one's home, he said. The mailman asked, would you ring again, Victor? You know, I don't like to re-deliver packages. Victor rang the apartment again. Nobody answered. The mailman left a postal form in Jean's mailbox. Part 2. Jean was shopping at Macy's. She bought some perfume and returned it home. She opened her mailbox. She saw the postal form. It said, insure package. Sorry, we missed you. Call for redelivery 1-800-275-8777. She went upstairs to her apartment. She called the 800 number. A manual robot said, thank you for calling USPS. Let's begin. You can set delivery services. Jean said, delivery services. The robot said, you can say re-delivery. Jean said, re-delivery. The robot said, you can say schedule a re-delivery. Jean said, schedule a re-delivery. The robot didn't understand her. Jean said, representative. A female USPS representative said, hello, how can I help you? Jean asked for a re-delivery the next day. The representative said, no problem, you'll get your package tomorrow. Here's your tracking number. Remember, you can always depend on USPS. The next day, the mailman came and went. He did not re-deliver the package. Thank you for listening.